So yeah, so you go from that, which I thought was a weak scene, to the acoustic guitar song, My Ex-Boyfriend's a Psycho scene, which I also thought fell flat, but that's more because I think that's a trope that just doesn't work in comedy. The whole goofy song, you know, I don't know how to write a song, and the lyrics are pointing out obvious, you know, obvious feelings that I have. I just never thought that was funny. I've seen it in quite a few comedy shows and sometimes in film. And it just, I don't know. It's not my thing. But then the episode starts to kind of go into interesting directions. A big part of the show is the idea of these college kids from privileged backgrounds, pampered kids, going into the real world and getting their ass kicked. And then you see Marnie, you know, learning about jobs that, you know, used to exist that you went to college hoping to get that don't exist anymore. And that was interesting. And it was actually the first time, I think, in the entire history of the show where I've actually sympathized with that character. You know, because she, you know, she's having to compromise something that she's passionate about because of a failing economy. Not just some rich bitch who expects everything to be handed to her. And I enjoyed that scene. I liked that scene. From there, we go to, I think it was a bathroom scene in which we find out that the current boyfriend of Hannah is a Republican, which also didn't really work too well for me. I don't know. There was nothing really revealed. You know, the liberal characters are liberal, the Republican character is Republican, and she's trying to figure out why she cares. And in that scene, you learn once again that Hannah is kind of the person who doesn't, she doesn't really have a, she doesn't have, like, her beliefs rooted in anything. She's kind of one of those people that's looking to avoid confrontation about anything and everything. And it kind of, oh, gonna hang up again.